This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Hi there, welcome along to this podcast. And of course, so many different styles of plays, diverse productions happening at The Junction. And we talk to the cast, an all-female cast of The Welkin. A very interesting story about a lady called Sally Poppy, who's sentenced to hang for a heinous crime. But the jury may think differently. Do enjoy the podcast and join me live on the show weeknights 8 through 10 here on Dubai Eye 103.8. Now, let me tell you, I have got a studio full of super talented ladies. We're going to be talking all about a production that we can go along and see at The Junction this weekend. It's called The Welkin. We'll say a big hello to Jehane. How are
hello.
You? Nice to see you again.
Same.
We've also got Akansha.
That's me.
Hello.
Thank you.
And Kakashan. Hello. How are you? Let's get you a mic. That's better. And also we have to my right, the lovely Samaya. Hello, how are you?
Fine, thanks. Good to be here again.
So it's a studio full of ladies. So let me find out a little bit about this, The Welkin. It looks very, very compelling. I've kind of looked at some things that you've put up on social media. Just give me some idea of the story. I know it's set way back in 1759.
Indeed, 1759, beautiful, powerful play. What is it mainly about? It is that we have Sally, who's our prisoner, and she has been sentenced to death. But we have a juror, 12 women, who's going to be there, her jurors, and they have to decide whether Sally is pregnant or not. Because if Sally is pregnant, she will not be sentenced to death, but otherwise she will. And those 12 women will have to agree and decide on the sentence for Sally. So very exploratory, very interesting, all about women, internal dilemmas, lots of things happening, battles of power, themes about justice, about, you know, what is right, what is not right, but all of that happening this weekend at The Junction.
Sounds absolutely compelling, amazing. Tell me about your role in this and the character that you play.
So my role is not completely in line with the other ladies. I'm completely, I'll say, odd man out in that. I've been forced to be there out of confusion. So my role is confused. Why am I supposed to be here? Because whatever is going to happen as per the jury, I have nothing to do with those elements of womanhood.
Part of the jury?
I am part of the jury. Yeah, at the same time, it is difficult for me to be there with all the ladies with womanhood and especially the ability, the superpowers they have. Probably I don't have
so
that.
You feel kind of out of place?
Yes.
Not on this
yes.
jury. Yeah. Yes. What about your character?
So my character is Hannah Rusted. She and her best friend, who's not here at the moment, but are quite the gossip mongers of the village. And they came to see the trial because everybody was there and to know what's going on, what's the new gossip in town. Mm-hmm. And of course, couldn't run fast enough to go back and were called into service. And now are trying to hear what's the internal tea, basically. And they really couldn't care whether Sally gets hanged or Sally is.
They just want to gossip.
They just want the gossip and they want to head home, go back to the kids and lead their normal life. They are not very vested in Sally and her life, per se.
Right. That sounds like an interesting role, the gossiping role. And over to my right, Samai, what's your role in this?
Well, my role, interestingly, is almost mute most of the play. And I tell you, my husband wishes I would practice that at home. But sadly, I do not.
Obviously, a comedian in the house.
Yes. And what's challenging for me as an actress is that this is a very dramatic role for me, and one where I have to rely more on my physical movement rather than the voice so much, because I'm pretty much mute throughout the play, and I'm used to more of the comic roles. So it's been a very good opportunity for me to be involved in this very dramatic play.
So is it more facial expressions, would you say, you know, that the looks that you're sending to different jurors maybe that kind of shape your character?
Yes. And perhaps I blurt out at some point. Let's not spoil that for the audience. You know, I might have a few words to say here and there, but for the most part, I'm mute throughout the play, which was an interesting challenge for me.
Right. Who's playing the role of Sally? Sally Poppy.
So we have the amazing Meghna playing that role. She's only 19, and it's a very, very powerful, because Sally is such a layered character. You know, you would expect in such a script Sally to be likable. But the way she's written, the way it is described, is that she's not that likable. And this is what's really interesting in it. Some matrons, some of the women will try to help her, and she will not accept this help. So it's a very, really beautiful, beautiful intrigue, the way, very psychological play, and very interesting one.
She's strong, she's powerful, and at the same time, fearless. So, and being a woman, especially in that era, in 1800 centuries, we were supposed to be very timid and quiet.
This would be a big scandal, wouldn't it, back then? Yes. It wasn't something that might happen today and nobody will think twice about it. But this was a big scandal back then. And does that come across in the play?
Absolutely. Yeah. Very strongly. And that's why we have the gossip mongers who are there for some tea.
What do you gossip about?
I mean, anything and everything. You know, me and my best friend's character's name is Kitty. And we're two peas in a pod. And we just will gossip about anything. So when the matrons all break apart and into their smaller groups, you can see us trying to see, okay, what are they talking about? What? Why are they breaking up into a group? What are they talking about? Why are we not part of it? And try to eavesdrop on them and see what the tea is. But eventually they do come and understand that maybe perhaps what Sally is going through could be anyone who's going through it.
And could be one of the jury,
yeah,
couldn't it?
Could be one of us. And as Jihan rightly said, Sally is a very layered character. At one time you feel sorry for her, another time you feel like, oh my God, what's wrong with her? And you do, as an audience member and also someone who is a part of the play, you're a bit confused as to what you feel for her. You feel multiple emotions for her because that's how layered she is as a person. And it also goes to show that being a woman is just not about being likable and lovely and motherhood. A woman is a very layered human being too, and can be at fault, can also be more of a negative character, which is very interesting to see in a play like this.
Sounds like you're a juicy role.
Yes.
Yeah. In every way. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more about the Welkin, find out why it's called the Welkin as well. And also take a look at when we can go along and see this play at the Junction.
You're listening to the UAE's number one talk radio station.
This is The Night Shift with Mark Lloyd
on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Yeah, welcome back. We are talking with the cast of The Welkin that you can see at the Junction this weekend. Interesting name. Why is it called that? Why is it called The Welkin?
So The Welkin, the image behind it, The Welkin means the sky, just raising your head and looking at the sky. And what the author wanted by naming it The Welkin is that at that point in time, 1759, the women used to work all the time. They were always looking at the floor, always looking at the chores. You know, they were never really raising their head to truly, truly look at the sky.
Yeah, that's a more layered understanding. But if you want to go for a direct one, when you look up at the sky, you look, you know, it's another calling for God, perhaps. And, you know, this is a way for maybe the only way Sally can be helped is by a supernatural power coming down and helping her, because almost everybody does think that she did the deed. And that's the only way she can be helped is by looking beyond and looking at the sky and calling out for the supernatural.
Now, we've got a fabulous cast. There's only four of you here. I know it's a lot bigger cast, but you've got to have a good director on something like this. Tell me about who is directing this play.
So Akanksha Gwenka is directing it, and we have a lovely assistant director, Saif, as well, who's been helping out throughout. And what makes this production very interesting is it's 13 women. It's written by a woman, it's directed by a woman, so it's very much a woman's play. Having said that, I'm sure the, you know, men would absolutely enjoy the performance. And although it's set in an older time, in an older period, it very much speaks to a modern audience as well in terms of how certain things have changed in terms of women and the treatment of women or the science and medicine that existed at the time and how things have developed. But at the same time, pointing a bit to things that haven't changed as much as they should.
Right. So I think women are really going to relate to it. What about us guys? Are we going to enjoy it as well?
Yes, definitely. I think the way Lucy has written this play, she's drawn a lot of parallels between that era and today's era. And okay. If you ask me honestly, not many things have changed. Fundamentally, we are still looked up upon the providers of the family in terms of emotions and our deeds for our family, are all the rules that we need to follow in certain way. So yes, during that period also the ladies were taking care of the kids, and they had those problems of childbearing and menopause and things like that. And even today, and you will see that on the set as well, like how when certain ladies are put together in a room and how they discuss about their body and the things happening around them, about their family, about their husband and children, it's all the same. So that kind of like the
kitty party.
So
women today can really relate.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely.
And even men, absolutely, men can, because, you know, especially in this day and age, men are more in tuned with what's happening with the women and have good relationships with, have a good best friend who's a woman, your children, your partner. So you will definitely relate with it, because you will also see that, wait, has anything changed? Maybe we need to do something more.
Correct. Sorry to cut you, but the sight of women, when I've written this down, the sight of women that, you know, in the justice system usually, which is going on, and the women were asked to make decision, which usually is run by men. Even today, even that time.
There is a play called 12 Angry Men, isn't there? Which is a similar type of thing.
Exactly. It is, yes. And suddenly you have these set of women who are made to take a decision, which again is run by men. And it draws so many parallels even today's day and age, when the ladies are bringing up their strong opinions on the table and being like, I don't want to listen to this. I do not want mansplaining anymore. We have the system in place. We know our bodies. We know each other so very well, then we can make decisions for each other.
I'm dying to ask you what the verdict is, but I know you won't tell me. How have you enjoyed getting into your character? Has it been fun?
It has been fun. The first time when we came in, because we did a read, and realizing that you're in a play with so many women, so many talented women, a lot of whom who I know personally also. So that was good. And a lot of new people who I met. So got new relationships, new bonds, new friends. And then working with cast members who I've never worked with before. So you're not only working on your own character, but understanding how to work with your partner, how to be in sync, how your character needs to be in sync with that. And when you're working for the first time with someone who you have never met, have no personal connection with, meeting for the first time at the set, at the rehearsals, it's an interesting feeling.
Yeah, you've got to try and get some kind of connection.
And which is lucky, I did get a good connection with the character Kitty Disha, who plays the role. And we're almost like two peas in a pod now. But when we came on, it was really interesting and fun to see, oh my God, that's a lot of talented women on stage over here.
Yeah. I mean, you said normally you like to play comedy, and this has really, really pushed you out the box. You know, I mean, what's your experience been like doing that and taking on something completely different?
Well, it's a great challenge, and it's good for actors, obviously, to challenge themselves, push themselves, and to play against type, so to speak. And I've had a lot of support from all the cast members and from the director, so I've been very happy that I joined this lovely cast and been able to kind of stretch my boundaries and try to do something different. And hopefully I will perform the role well and make you feel something. You can let me know once you come and watch us if I've moved you a bit. And to your point before, because you mentioned 12 angry men, it is 12 women. They're not all angry, but it is. So there is a bit of a parallel with the 12 angry men. There are 12 jurors, 12 women.
How many performances are there? And
So three performances, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 8 p.m. Junction. Tickets available on Platinum List.
Lovely. Are you looking forward to getting on stage and delivering this
Really role? Looking forward. As everyone was saying, it's an amazing cast, beautiful direction. And just having a play with so much women is also, you know, very, very nice to perform. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, girls just want to have fun.
Yes. Absolutely.
Girls power.
Well, once again, that's The Welkin. You can catch it this weekend at the Junction. Pick out your tickets. It sounds fascinating. Something that was set back in 1759. And as I said, I wish I knew what the verdict was, but I do not. But so thank you, ladies, for coming along and talking about it.
Thanks,
really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you for having us.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8,
the UAE's number one talk radio station. You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.